The first time somebody dressed in camo carrying a hunting rifle walks through the stamp project, there's going to be the SWAT team called. None of us care if somebody in camo carries a rifle down the road because we're all used to that. The rural character where people like to hunt, fish, snowmobile, ride horseback, you're not going to be able to do that once all these thousands of people come here.
That's Alabama resident Lorna Klotzbach. Longtime residents join Klotzbach in arguing that the tech park's incompatible with the character of the area. Senior Vice President of the Genesee County Economic Development Center, Mark Massey, says, however, the stamp project will provide a boost to the region's economy.
It's technically New York State's second megasite. With the recent investment that New York State has made in semiconductor, advanced nanotechnology, manufacturing, and research and development, it's a nice plan to have to extend all of that down the thruway towards Buffalo, turning it into a high-tech corridor.
Stamp has already received over $3 million in funding in two installments from the Empire State Development Corporation, and another $500,000 has been pledged by the Regional Economic Development Council. Massey says the investments are well worth it.
Our economic impact analysis that was done shows that the site has the potential for about 9,300 jobs on site, with the potential to have additional job creation through supply chain build-out anywhere between 30 and 50,000 between Buffalo and Rochester.
When the stamp project was first proposed, the American Farmland Trust chimed in with concerned farmers and wrote a letter to the GCEDC. Senior field manager Diane Feld was the author and says taking the farmland out of production endangers the upstate economy.
If this project goes through, more significant is the additional growth that happens around an area like that. Some number of people who work at a place like that who want to live closer to where they work, and so you start to get that creeping, growing development. That in and of itself is not a bad thing. You want businesses, jobs, growth, those are all good things. It's just don't do that on your farmland because you can't get your farmland back.
Held says the additional traffic projected for the town would also impede local farm production. 92-year-old resident Wayne Phelps has lived in the town of Alabama since he was 3 years old. He agrees additional traffic will make it very difficult for farmers to take care of their crops.
Two major issues is traffic and the widening of Route 77. In 77, it is 5 four-way intersections, and it's 3 or 4 three-way intersections. How are you going to put a superhighway down there and get across there? It's not going to work.
And there's another complication. Currently, about 10 homes sit on over 1,243 acres designated for the stamp project. The GCEDC says no one will have to relocate, but resident Samuel Scarborough tells another story.
Talked to a friend. I guess they have to sell their house. They found out that it's not going to be worth as much as they'd hoped. That means that they're not going to pay them a fair market value or more because they're making a move.
The park is also supposed to bring municipal water to the area surrounding the site as part of a $10.2 million community incentive package. Right now, those homes run on well water, and residents like Ben Falker are concerned that they'll be forced to pay for water they might not want.
Everybody's got to pay that. If it goes by your house, you've got to run the hook up anyway, even if you don't tap into the water, because future down the road, maybe a new owner would want water, so it's got to be there. They don't want to come back.
Falker says some local residents who initially supported the project because of the promised water supply have discovered that less than half of them will be able to access it. Massey defends the build, particularly because the nanotech companies that the stamp project is hoping to attract require new buildings for manufacturing. But so far, no marquee tenants have committed to the site.
Aside from being within the hydropower zone, which is 2 to 4 cents electric delivered, we can pull from the labor markets from both Buffalo and Rochester. We do hope that within the next 5 years to hopefully have an anchor tenant to start construction.
The plan also had to sidestep some guidelines in the county's smart growth ordinance, intended to balance development and farming viability. Paul Beyer is the director of smart growth planning in New York State.
We didn't override the local plan. In fact, Genesee County is now in the process of incorporating this project into their smart growth law. However, if a project doesn't meet all of the smart growth criteria and it's not practical for it to meet all those criteria, we don't want to say no to a project that can create hundreds of jobs for a struggling upstate economy.
Over $36 million in state funding is still required for the project to create a roadway, signage, and the water lines. Beyer insists the choice of this site will enable the project to be sustainable.
Any advanced manufacturing project, especially in a rural area, is somewhat risky. If it works, it can end up being a model for both job creation and sustainable development.
But resident Dennis Phelps believes,
if this project goes in, Genesee County as we know it will never be the same.
The stamp project is expected to take 20 years to be fully built. The GCEDC continues to move forward with the project, which recently received zoning approval.